as you might have gathered just in looking at those verses, and as we think about a dedication and thanksgiving service, we're going to think about those verses that we read there in the Bible about Jesus' time he spent with these children. And so we've got these worksheets. Hopefully the children can join in with us with those, because that's the whole point, isn't it? That the children can come to Jesus and learn themselves as well. So we've given them a few worksheets to help them as they go. Even on a normal week at church, last week we had 21 children here at church. That was nearly as many as adults we had. And so it's good to spend a little bit of time, perhaps on an occasion like this, to think about what does the Bible say to children, and perhaps say to us grown-ups, and how we can help the children. As we might see in a minute, how we should be like the children as well. In those verses we read, there were people bringing little children to Jesus. Now, Jesus was a busy man. You could flick through the Bible and the last few pages where we were before, where we just read, and find out about Jesus busy doing miracles, healing the sick, feeding the hungry, and he's teaching wise and profound things. He's talking to the religious and political leaders. They come up to him and ask him troubling and difficult questions, sometimes get him in trouble. And Jesus carefully and wisely answers each one with some of the most profound things that have ever been said. And then come some parents with some playful children and some noisy toddlers and some sleeping babies. And they bring their families up to Jesus. And the disciples shoo them away. And the disciples, Peter, James and John, others you might know, they were doing what they thought was right. They thought, you know, that Jesus had been doing all these other things, and now there's this crowd of kids around him. And they said, oh no, you guys head back. But Jesus, when he saw his disciples, he rebuked them. Matthew tells them he was greatly displeased. Not often in the Bible do we hear of Jesus being greatly displeased about something. And yet he was about the disciples and what they were doing. They had wronged the parents. The parents were doing something right. They valued Jesus. They realised their children needed him. They wanted him to bless them. The disciples wronged the parents. The disciples wronged the children for giving them the cold shoulder and turning them away and saying they were not welcome. And they wronged Jesus. They were giving a false impression of Jesus. They thought they knew best, but they were doing the opposite. They were giving the impression of Jesus that he was cold and distant and unloving and uncaring. And Jesus then said these profound words that we were just hearing in verse 16, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them." So read there in those verses of these parents bring their children to Jesus. Some of the versions have infants, some have little children, some have babies. Different translations that you might have there. These parents were bringing, it seems, very little children to Jesus. Maybe babies in arms, little toddlers, and so on. They're bringing them to Jesus. The parents were taking the initiative, weren't they? They loved Jesus. Perhaps these were some of the people who'd been listening to Jesus and his teachings. They'd seen Jesus' miracles. They'd seen how he'd helped the sick and the unwell. And they wanted to bring their children to Jesus. And they wanted him to lay his hands on them. They wanted him, Matthew tells us, to bless them. They wanted Jesus to do something special for their children in their hearts. Now, of course, Jesus, at the end of Luke's gospel, he dies and he rises again and then he goes to heaven. How can we, those of us who are parents, bring our children to Jesus? As we were seeing those questions we were asking Rob and Lola, perhaps all of us who are parents were reflecting at the same time on those things, about our role as parents. And here we have these parents bringing their children to Jesus. Well, how can we do that?
Well, we can bring them
to Jesus in the Bible. We want our children to meet Jesus, and they're going to do that by finding out about him in the Bible. So we bring them to the Bible to meet Jesus, to discover him, to teach about him, that they might find out more about this amazing man we have described for us in the Bible, Jesus, the Son of God. So we bring them to Jesus, bring them to the Bible. As parents too, we want to bring them to church. And not just for some religious duty or whatever, but we want to make it a priority because here when we're together with God's people, we learn about him together, we pray together, we worship together, here they'll find out more about Jesus. So we want to bring our children to church. And we want to bring them to Jesus as we pray. And so we come and we pray for the children. We pray for them, we bring their names, as it were, as we pray to Jesus, pray to God in heaven. And those are things we continue to do. And perhaps for those who have grown-up children, and maybe they have children who aren't following the Lord Jesus, perhaps children who've gone off the track a bit, as we might say, and made a mess of things. But still, we love them, and we want to pray for them and bring them to Jesus, don't we? But Jesus, in these verses, turns it round slightly. He says, let the little children come to me. He doesn't say, let the parents bring the little children to me. Jesus cuts out the middle man, the parents. He says, let the children come to me. Maybe the parents did exactly that at that moment. They'd been bringing their children to Jesus, then had this unfortunate incident of the disciples trying to shoo them away. And then Jesus says, no, let the children come to me. I wonder if the parents did just that. The parents just put their toddlers down on the ground. And the toddlers ran up to Jesus. Or the babies sort of crawled on hands and knees to Jesus. Did they run up to his arms? Did he scoop them up? Did he cuddle them? We have in the Bible these descriptions of Jesus and his beautiful character. And he was so loving and kind. We get the impression perhaps that these children would know he loved them and want to go up to him. And that's what Jesus said. He said, let the children come to me. And Jesus elsewhere said, whoever comes to me, I will in no way cast them out. The disciples nearly interfered with that, didn't they? They were nearly casting people away who were coming to Jesus. That's why Jesus had to put a stop to it. And Jesus said, whoever comes to me, I'll never send them away. And so, the children can come to Jesus themselves. You children who are here this morning, maybe you're very little, maybe you prefer I didn't call you a child, but to call you a teenager or a young person, don't mind. You can come to Jesus. How can we do that? How can you youngsters here this morning come to Jesus? Well, as we've been saying already, you come to the Bible. And even perhaps the very little ones have learnt a bit of reading. Maybe once you're in year two, year one or two, maybe three, something like that. Maybe by then you've got enough reading to be able to manage to read a few sentences from the Bible. Well, there's lots of nice children's Bibles and things like that as well. Different reading levels. You little ones, you don't have to be very old before you can read a few words. And you can read a bit about Jesus in the Bible. Do you do that? You children, you youngsters, do you do that? And we thought already, how can you children, youngsters, come to Jesus? We can come to church. Obviously, you might not be able to drive and get you here and so on, but do you take the initiative? Do you ask your parents? Do you ask your parents to read the Bible with you? Do you ask them questions when you don't understand things? Are you the one on a Sunday morning who's dressed and done your teeth? Ready and saying, come, when are we going to head to church? Don't do it at crazy o'clock in the morning. Don't get up at 6, wake your parents up. Time for church. No. But at the right sort of time. But are you someone who wants to come? Do your parents think they've got to drag you? Or are you the one who wants to be there yourself? And as we were thinking, there's a church family here as well. You've got friends here, Sunday school teachers, others who care for you. It's together we discover more about Jesus. And do you, youngsters, children, teenagers, young people, do you come to Jesus yourself and pray? We were singing that hymn that's in our hymn books, is in the section of hymn for children, because it's just so simple. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And so on. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. You can come to Jesus and pray. It's great if your parents pray for you and pray with you, but you can pray too. You don't need any fancy words. It doesn't need to be a really long prayer. You can talk to Jesus. You can come to Jesus and pray. But I wanted to take the opportunity this morning to encourage the little ones to do just that. We must never sort of give the impression that this stuff's just for grown-ups. No, no. See here in this Bible passage that we've been reading of Jesus' welcome of the children. He carries on. Let the little children come to me and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Jesus was here talking with these parents and talking with his disciples, they're obviously listening too, and the little children come to him. And Jesus is showing that children can be part of the kingdom of God. There's no age requirement. When you're children, you constantly have age requirements, don't you? You might look forward to those things. The age when you can first learn to drive. The age when you can do all sorts of things. There's different ages that people set on things. But there's no age restriction here. Of such is the kingdom of God. Well, we never have to say, oh, you can become a Christian at such and such an age. When you're a teen, or when you're an adult, when you're grown up, when you're mature. Lots of people do that. Lots of people think about how they'd like to go to heaven, but they put it off. And they say to themselves, I'll sort that out when I'm older. They might think, oh, I want to enjoy being a teenager. I want to have fun at uni. I want to be young, free and single. One day I'll think about those things. And people put it off. But actually, every year you put it off, it becomes harder. It becomes more sort of shut away, and you don't consider it. Well, here Jesus says to the little children, come to me, for of such is the kingdom of God. You can become part of the kingdom of God today. You don't have to wait till you're older. None of the children here this morning have to think, oh, I can only sort that in a few years' time. None of the teenagers, none of the adults here. And us adults are just as bad at putting off these things. You can come to Jesus today. Don't wait till you're older. Because you don't know how old you're going to live. Tomorrow there's a funeral of a 96-year-old lady. Now that's a long life. But we're not promised that. We don't know what tomorrow may bring. Let's look at another bit of this sentence Jesus says. He carries on in verse 17. Assuredly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. Jesus said about these youngsters that they should receive the kingdom of God as a little child. And there's something quite simple and yet profound in what Jesus is saying, isn't there? Little ones, children, love to take hold of things, don't they? That's Naya now, she's just grabbing pens. Little ones just grab things, don't they? You put something in front of them, and they take hold of it. You offer it, they grab it. That's how it works, isn't it? They take it as a gift. No strings attached. They don't worry if you want it back. They don't worry if it really doesn't belong to them. They'll have it, and they'll grab it. Becoming part of the kingdom of God is very simple. And so little ones can do it. Children, youngsters, teenagers here this morning, you can enter the kingdom of God. Because it's very simple. It's a gift. We're offered a gift. We're reading some verses at the beginning of our service of God's grace. of how he in his kindness gives us his undeserved love. That gift of God. For it's by grace you've been saved. And it's by grace you can be saved even today. And he offers it to us. He offers that undeserved love. We've not done anything to earn it. The children didn't deserve to come and see Jesus. He just opened his arms and said, come. We don't deserve anything from God, but he has this undeserved grace towards us. He offers us, as part of that gift, his forgiveness. That he'll forgive us from the guilt of our sin and our disobedience. He promises us rescue. That he'll rescue us from having to go to hell and suffer punishment. And instead he gives us that definite hope that we can go to heaven when our life comes to an end. That's the gift of God. That's the grace of the Lord Jesus in offering us those things. Well, as Jesus said, do you receive the kingdom of God as a little child? Do you take hold of those things? Do you take hold of that gift? Do you want to receive that which Jesus is offering? Children are great at just grabbing things. They take you at your word, don't you, when you talk to them. And they listen and they accept it. Well, here, little ones, youngsters, teenagers, children this morning, have you received that gift? Have you received the kingdom of God? What do you have to do to receive it? Well, you say sorry for the wrong things you've done. You say sorry and you confess your sins. You pray and you ask Jesus to forgive you and make you clean. And you're given this gift, and so you take it by faith, believing him, and you say thank you. You thank Jesus for living that perfect life and dying on the cross for you and rising again to give you life. And so you can come and take hold of that gift. As I said, there's no age restriction on it at all. Jesus offers it to all. Have you received it? Have you asked Jesus, please forgive me. Please rescue me. Please change me. Please help me. Last little bit then. Jesus says in those verses, in Matthew version of this account, he says, whoever receives the kingdom of God as a little child will enter it. We've looked this morning at this promise that is there for children, that they can enter the kingdom of God. But it's a promise, quite clearly, for everyone. Whoever, he says, whoever will receive the kingdom of God as a little child will enter it. We have to become like a little child. For the grown-ups here, as the years go by, that little childlike twinkle goes away a bit, doesn't it? The cares of this life, as we go through our lives. And sometimes it affects our heart too, doesn't it? Over the course of time, perhaps we've become more proud in what we've achieved or what we've accomplished or what we've earned. We become more stubborn. We become more set in our ways. We become more calculating. We become more distrustful. Are those fair things to say about us as adults, how we can be? Well, Jesus says we have to receive the kingdom of God as a little child would. We need to leave those things, our pride, our stubbornness, our mistrust and so on, and become like a little child. We're offered this gift from Jesus. When you offer a child something, they'll take it. When you offer things to grown-ups, sometimes they'll pass you by. There was a survey done in London, wasn't there? That man who was just standing there holding out £5 notes. And most adults would just walk past. They didn't believe it. They didn't trust him. They're heading on past. Didn't want a free gift. That's what adults can be like. We're offered a gift from Jesus. will you receive it? Like a little child. And here he says in these verses, whoever does it, doesn't matter how much you earn, what class you're in, what race, or what part of the world you may come from. It doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter anything about your background. Whoever receives the kingdom of God, like a little child, will enter it. And Jesus says, whoever comes to me, I'll never send away. So everyone can come to Jesus and come to him and discover that gift that he offers as Saviour and Lord. Matthew puts it in the positive sense. Whoever receives the kingdom of God as a little child will enter it. Here in Luke, we have it the opposite way round. He says in verse 17, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter it. That comes across as a bit more of a warning, doesn't it? But if we fail to humbly come like a child and take this gift that's offered us by Jesus, we're going to miss out. And so there's a warning for all one of us to take hold of this gift that Jesus offers. Young and old, to come to Jesus, this welcome that he promises, and to take hold of that gift of forgiveness and new life, a changed heart he'll give us, a promise of a home in heaven. Do you want the gift that Jesus offers? Anyone can come to Jesus. He won't send any away. Will you take hold of his gift? Will you say yes, please, to it? And will you thank him for his gift? I encourage the youngsters, the children, the teenagers, the young people, adults too. Come to this wonderful Saviour who never turns anyone away, and become part of the kingdom of God, his kingdom. Come like a little child and receive that gift, his grace and forgiveness. Let's sing our last hymn to close, and then we'll pray after that. It's number 544, if you want to follow it in the hymn book, up here on the screen. Have you heard the voice of Jesus softly pleading with your heart? In the next bits, with a love so true and loyal, love divine that ever flows. Let's sing about this welcome we have as we come to the Lord Jesus. Let's stand and sing together.